Jerry Bather Show, Channel 6. Jerry Bather Show, 10:07. Wall Street Journal, which has been very, very hard on Ted Cruz, much harder than I have been on him, also says, well, look, Obama wants this to happen. He wants, President Obama wants a shutdown to happen. Allow me to read you these three paragraphs. Mr. Obama also refuses to bend on any part of Obamacare, except when he unilaterally announces bending in his own political interest. He decided on his own and contrary to the plain text of the law to delay for a year the business mandate to provide insurance for employees. He also unilaterally delayed verifying the income of Americans seeking subsidies. He did this to pile more people into the Obamacare exchanges, lest they fail, and to limit the harm to job creation before 2014. That's exactly why he did it. He needed to get more people into those exchanges. Because young people aren't going to do it voluntarily. He sees that now. So he didn't want to make employers that were going to, not that currently don't have to provide insurance, because he needs those young people in exchanges. Exactly right. Back to the Wall Street Journal. Yet now he'd rather see the government shut down than accept the Obamacare compromises that House Republicans have put in their latest funding bill. He refuses to delay the law for a year, though his own actions reveal it's not ready for prime time. And he won't even accept repeal of the medical device tax that 79 senators, including 33 Democrats, are on record as supporting. The tax is already hurting innovation and sending jobs overseas. Mr. Obama's refusal to negotiate suggests that he wants a shutdown, either over the budget or debt limit. His agenda is dying on Capitol Hill because of Senate Democrats as well as House Republicans. With his approval rating down and independents leaning toward the GOP, he figures his only chance to salvage a second-term domestic legacy is to restore Nancy Pelosi as Speaker in his final 2 years. His best opening to make that happen is a shutdown or debt limit crisis that he will try to blame on Republicans. A shutdown is as much his strategy as it is Mr. Cruz's. Today's Wall Street Journal. You can argue even more so, which makes it a bigger mistake by Ted Cruz to push this. Because rightly or wrongly, it's exactly what President Obama wants. Apparently, each side, Ted Cruz and President Obama, believe the other will get a larger share of the blame. If I were Barack Obama, I would take that bet because you have the media on your side. That is, and you just can't discount that. And I know Republicans have fallen on that crutch with the media, but it is true. So that's how we are where we are. Here's something that's interesting, though. The Wall Street Journal is right in that he does want Democrats to take the House back. He didn't used to care about Congress. He actually didn't. He was so arrogant, he didn't care if he had Democrats in the House or Senate or not. He felt he could do whatever he want. He doesn't feel that way anymore. Now, earlier I said it's hard for you to believe, but Democrats actually think Obamacare is a good thing. There are several stories out there. First, again, from the Wall Street Journal. Health law hits snags as rollout approaches. There are technical problems. Nonprofit groups and brokers that will help enroll consumers in the marketplaces known as exchanges say they haven't yet had a chance to preview the systems. Technical problems have limited certification for some nonprofit workers involved, and some of these groups say they haven't fully staffed up for the influx. This is very much coming together in real time, said Lisa Hamler-Fugit, executive director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks, a nonprofit that has received a federal grant to become a so-called navigator, helping Americans enroll in exchanges. Her group had hoped to hire 30 or 40 so-called navigators by October 1st. She said it was far from that goal. The early days won't just be important for the law itself, but for the related budget wrangling in Washington. It goes on to list other technical glitches, and you've heard some of them, that are going to exist as this rolls out. Then there's this story. 10 states where Obamacare wipes out existing health care plans. As the new health care law begins to roll out, here are the 10 states where consumers may like their health care plans but won't be able to keep them. Number one, California. 58,000 will lose their plans under Obamacare. Aetna, the country's largest insurer, left in July and was closely followed by United Health. Anthem Blue Cross pulled out of California's Obamacare exchange for small businesses as well. 54% of Californians expect to lose their coverage, according to an August poll. Now, is that true or not? That's what Californians expect. Number two, Missouri. Patients of the state's largest hospital system, which spans 13 hospitals, including the St. Louis Children's Hospital, will not be covered by the largest insurer on Obamacare exchanges, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Anthem covers 79,000 patients in Missouri who may seek subsidies on Obamacare exchanges, but won't be able to see any doctors in the BJC healthcare system. Number three, Connecticut. Aetna, third largest insurer in the nation, won't offer insurance on the Obamacare exchange in its own home state, where it was founded 163 years ago. The reason? We believe the modification to the rates filed by Aetna will not allow us to collect enough premiums to cover the cost of the plans and meet the service expectations of our customers. Number four, Maryland. 13,000 individuals covered by Aetna and its recently purchased Coventry Healthcare won't be able to keep their insurance plans if they want Obamacare subsidies on the exchanges. Aetna and Coventry cancel plans to offer insurance in the exchange when state officials won't allow them to charge premiums high enough to cover costs. Number five, South Carolina. And yes, I'm going to read all 10. 28,000 people were insured by Medical Mutual of Ohio, South Carolina's largest insurance company, until it decided to leave the state entirely in July due to Obamacare's, as they put it, vast and quite complex, that's their words, not mine, vast and quite complex new regulations. Company spokesman Ed Beyer said Medical Mutual's patients would be switched over to United Healthcare plans instead. Number six, New York. Aetna, and you've heard Aetna come up again and again and again. Aetna pulled out of New York's exchange in late August in an effort to keep their plans financially viable. Number seven, New Jersey. 1.1 million Aetna customers are at risk in New Jersey, where the leading insurer also won't be part of the exchange. Number eight, Iowa. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Iowa's largest health insurer, decided not to offer plans in the Obamacare exchange. It sells 86% of Iowa's individual health insurance plans. Number nine, Wisconsin. Two of the three largest insurers in the state won't offer plans on the exchange, and we've talked about this. United Healthcare and Humana patients will have to get a new health insurer to buy insurance on Obamacare exchanges. Number 10, Georgia. Just five insurers are participating in Georgia's Obamacare exchange. Medical Mutual of Ohio left Georgia and Indiana, as well as South Carolina, due to Obamacare regulations. Aetna, along with Coventry, also decided against taking part in the Georgia Health Exchange. So, this is just a taste of how screwed up this thing is. So, I said Democrats don't realize how screwed up it is. A listener sent a very good email. Well, if they don't think it's screwed up, how come they want exemptions? How come Democrats don't want to be part of it if they don't think it's screwed up? If they think Obamacare is going to be just wonderful for the rest of the nation, why don't they want to be part of it? That is a good question, isn't it? What do you think? I know I said I wasn't going to take calls, but this just struck me. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. I just want to do a few calls on this. Do you think Democrats really know that Obamacare is junk? If they don't, why didn't they want to be part of it? It's 1017.
The Jerry Bader Show.